Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm pumped you're joining me again because today we're diving into something super powerful, cultivating gratitude every single day. You know that feeling when you wake up and just feel good? Like the world is your oyster, or at least your toast with a decent amount of avocado? That's gratitude doing its magic, my friends. And trust me, it's more than just a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's a superpower that can change the entire trajectory of your life. Now, before we get too deep into the Stoic philosophy behind all this, let's be real. Life throws us curveballs left and right. You've got deadlines at work, family drama, maybe even that annoying neighbor who blasts their polka music at 6 a.m. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity, feeling like we're constantly swimming upstream. But what if I told you there was a way to shift your perspective, to find those little pockets of joy and appreciation even amidst the chaos? That's where gratitude comes in. So, what are some key takeaways from this whole gratitude game? Well, first off, it's about actively noticing the good stuff. It's not just about saying, thank you, when someone holds the door open. It's about truly appreciating those everyday moments. That perfectly brewed cup of coffee, a hilarious text from your best friend, even the sunshine on your face as you walk to work. Second, don't underestimate the power of journaling. Seriously, take a few minutes each day to jot down things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything, your supportive family, your health, a good book you just finished. Writing it down helps solidify those positive thoughts and creates a powerful mindset shift. Third, practice gratitude even when things are tough. Ever felt like, I've got nothing to be grateful for right now? Trust me, I've been there. But even in the midst of hardship, there's always something. Maybe it's a supportive friend who listened without judgment, or the strength you found within yourself to keep going. Find those silver linings, they might seem tiny, but they add up. Next up, cultivate genuine appreciation for the people in your life. Don't just go through the motions. Truly express your gratitude to those who matter most. A heartfelt thank you can go a long way, and it strengthens those bonds that make life so rich. Finally, remember this. Gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others, but keep practicing. The more you cultivate it, the more natural it becomes, transforming your perspective and enriching every aspect of your life. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah. She's an absolute rock star, amazing at her job, always up for an adventure, but she was constantly stressing about things. Deadlines, traffic, that never-ending pile of laundry, you name it, she was worried. Then one day, we were catching up over coffee, and I mentioned this whole gratitude thing. Sarah rolled her eyes, like, yeah right, Dylan, but I insisted she give it a shot. She started journaling every night, just jotting down three things she was grateful for. A silly meme that made her laugh, the warmth of the sun on her face, a delicious meal she shared with friends. And guess what? Over time, Sarah's stress levels went way down. She started noticing the good stuff more, and it shifted her entire outlook. So, here's the deal. Gratitude is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. It's not about ignoring the bad stuff, but about choosing to focus on the positive. And trust me, when you do that, life becomes way more enjoyable. Start today by making a list of three things you're grateful for right now. Really feel those emotions, savor them. Then, carry that feeling with you throughout your day. Look for those little moments of joy, appreciate the people around you, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of gratitude. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. It helps others find their way here. And hey, let me know what you're grateful for in the comments below. Let's spread that positivity. See y'all next time on Everyday Stoicism, where we keep building strength, simplicity, and focus one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.